This is Ozarks at Large. Brickfields Blues Therapy plays around Northwest Arkansas pretty regularly, and the group recently released a new live album that captures the energy of one of their live shows. Last month, Rachel Brick, Larry Brick, Kevin Bonner, Hubie Daniels, Hunter Judkins, and Christopher Parker all came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio to talk with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda about the new live album and play a few songs from it, including this one.
We are Brickfields Blues Therapy, and this is a song of our new live CD called Broken Down Soul.
Circles will be the bright star in the sky. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and I am joined now by the Brickfields Blues Therapy Band. Welcome back. It's been a minute.
Yes, it has. Thank you for having us.
Thanks for coming. I appreciate it. This occasion is a new album, a live album recorded live at George's.
That's correct.
When did you guys actually record it? I know it was released in January.
I believe we recorded it last June. Yeah, it took us a while to get it mixed and mastered and figure out what we were going to do and all that stuff. So, yeah, June 5th, I believe it was.
How did you decide to do a live CD? Because have you done a full-length live CD?
Never.
Mm-mm.
No. We actually, it was Chris's idea. We started one over at Murano's, which we hope to get some of that stuff out eventually. Mm-hmm. And then I'll tell you exactly why we decided to do that, because the last few records we have made, they cost a good 10 grand to do it, you know, in the studio and get it all done right. So to do a live CD, the cost quite a bit less. Plus, we continuously are the beautiful, wonderful, sweet people who come out to listen to us all the time. They ask for these certain songs. Do you have a recording of this, or do you have a recording of that? And the way that we perform our songs and play together on stage is way different from what you do in the studio. Mm-hmm. And so we wanted to capture that, especially for those folks. This CD was for those people more than anything. So, and I hope to get another one out of some of the recordings that we have there too, eventually.
How did you come up with the 10 songs of your set list?
We went through and listened to the ones that came out the best and picked the original ones first, and then decided on some covered tunes after that that sounded the best.
And did you lean heavily on the specific songs that people had requested?
Yeah, at some point.
Uh-huh. So you still want to play what you want to play there, right?
Yeah, but, you know, our most requested song is the TLC Waterfalls, and there's a studio recording of that. And I put the studio recording of that on our website where people can download it. But I, you know, me rapping is not so pleasant to my ears. So some people like to hear that. Yeah.
Yeah. You make me do it all the time.
Kevin does a good job of rapping.
No, I don't. But thank you for saying so. So
do you rap on a lot of songs?
No. There's one. And she introduces everybody in the band and they each get a solo. And I'm not a big fan of drum solos, playing them.
Oh.
So I just thought at a whim I would just take a verse of Sugar Hill Gang's Rapper's Delight and put it where my solo was. And I should never have done that, because as soon as I got done doing that, Rachel turned around in the middle of the song and says, "You're going to do that all the time."
I mean, it's impressive. Anytime I hear somebody nail even half of that, I'm impressed.
And he does a good job at it. Sometimes he changes it up too, you know.
Ooh.
Well, no. Okay. Yeah, did that one make it to the CD?
It did make it to the CD.
Yeah, it's on the CD.
Yeah,
we can hear that one.
I had to get the release for that too, actually.
Yeah.
But I'm so confused. You're the drummer and you don't like drum solos?
I mean, I like listening to them and everything, but I'm not very good at it. I run out of ideas very quickly.
Okay.
So
now you're rapping.
Yeah. So I just figured, it was literally just a whim. I just thought I would do it for fun, see if anybody in the audience recognized it, and now I can't get away from it.
Well, there you go. You're the drummer rapper man. So this was at George's. But you guys play pretty regularly. Is it at Murano's now? Because you had your Wednesday therapy blues sessions, and it got moved around over the last couple of years.
Yes, we were at Bear's Place for 5 years, maybe a little longer. Bear's Place shut down.
Right.
Bear sold.
Fayetteville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he retired. So we had several people come up and say, "Hey, you need to move it down the street to Murano's." Uh-huh. And that's where we ended up moving it, was Murano's. We love Adam, and the food's real good there. And, you know, now they've got a good server over there, and people seem to be real happy, and we're happy. So works out good. Every Wednesday night from 6 to 9. So It's an early night. And we have people come join us all the time, like Jim Mills and Don Kate.
Oh, yeah.
And you just never know who's going to show up. Jason
Vince
Smith.
Turner.
Who's that?
Vince Turner.
Yeah, Vince Turner.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And sometimes we have friends that travel through from other places that'll stop in and join us.
Oh,
so
that's lovely.
That's what Blues Therapy is all about, those nights. And that's how our band name came to be. Mm-hmm. Was actually a friend of mine, Jessica Flores, she said, "This is my therapy. This is my blues therapy," years ago. And so that's where the name of the band came from.
Something recently that you did, you went to Memphis for the International Blues Challenge. Mm-hmm. You were telling me before we started recording, you've been a couple of times in different forms of this group. How did it go this time?
It went better than the last few times. I hate to say that because it's always a good experience. Uh-huh. And you always get good things from it. But this particular time, we advanced to the semifinals, which was a big deal.
Sure.
And especially since we're not the suit and tie standard blues mm-hmm. band, which is what they're looking for, mm-hmm. you know. And we still advanced to the semifinals. And I believe we did real good. Our Friday night, you couldn't get in the door.
Oh, that's exciting.
People were coming out to hear us, so that's good. And we had a great support team there. Our friends and family came out. Our friend Linda, who is the hostess over at Murano's on Wednesday night, uh-huh. she was there with us the whole time, her and
Adam Murano, the
Adam came.
Proprietor.
Adam Murano. Uh-huh.
And quite a few friends. It was great.
Oh, that's so nice.
Have some familiar faces there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was nice.
So the international competitors, do they stay pretty true to the genre, or do they have their own kind of flair to it too? Because I don't generally think of blues at other places outside of America.
The ones I saw, mm-hmm. they were doing their own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, with their blues twist on it. The ones who made it to the finals were playing straight blues.
Straight blues.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But there were bands. I mean, they had bands from Croatia, Australia, Canada, wow. Japan, Korea. They were incredible uh-huh. and sang in perfect English, but couldn't speak it.
Oh,
sang in perfect
that's
English. It was great. They were great. Who else, man? And bands from all over the country that uh-huh. were there. Akeem Kemp was in from Little Rock. He uh-huh. had made it. Last time I was there competing, he made it there, and so he was playing at the same venue we were
okay.
competing. So that was neat. It's nice seeing old people uh-huh. that you know.
So it's still early in the year, but you guys have already released a CD. You've gone and competed in Memphis. What else are you going to do this year?
Well, I'm hoping for several festivals
okay.
this year. And we've already got a few booked.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing the Eureka Blues, Rhythm and Blues Weekend. We're going to St. Joseph in Missouri and playing the Hawkins.
Coleman Hawkins.
They've changed the name of it, but it's the Coleman Hawkins Blues Festival. They changed the name of it, and it's not coming to mind at the moment.
Okay.
We're doing the Fort Smith River Side Blues Festival as well. And I sure wish I had my calendar in front of me, but it's all on our website mm-hmm. at brickfieldsmusic.com. So that's what I'm hoping for, is lots of festivals.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for coming in, and congratulations on the CD in Memphis, and best of luck for the rest of the year.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Rachel Brick, Larry Brick, Kevin Bonner, Hubie Daniels, Hunter Judkins, and Christopher Parker, and together they are the Brick Fields Blues Therapy. They spoke with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda last month. Their new live album, which was recorded at George's Majestic Lounge and mixed and mastered at Crisp Studios, is available now. The band will return to George's for a happy hour performance on March 27th. Their set list may include another song off the new album called O Lord Almighty, which they performed for us during their recent visit to our studio.
O Lord Almighty, won't you come on in? I got some biscuits in the oven, some homemade jam. O Lord Almighty, won't you sit right down and tell me how you take your coffee, sweet, black, or brown? Oh, Lord Almighty, baby. Later on, oh, we could take a walk down by the river shore. Oh, Lord Almighty, will you take my hand? Maybe we could do some walking through your promise.
Brick Fields Blues Therapy in the Furman Garner Performance Studio at the Carver Center for Public Radio. We bring you music every Friday on Ozarks at Large. Next week in this space, we'll hear Dominic B. Roy talk with and perform for Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis.